From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The head of the Christian Relief Group that saw 10 members of a medical team killed by militants in Afghanistan is rejecting Taliban claims the group was trying to convert Muslims to Christianity. Dirk Franz says the International Assistance Mission was only providing medical care.
Our track record speaks for itself. IAM will not be invited back to villages if we were using aid as a cover for preaching.
Franz says his group is not planning to leave Afghanistan despite the killings. The government's top official on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, Admiral Thad Allen, says BP has resumed drilling a relief well, which is aimed at intersecting the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. Once that happens, Allen says, the so-called bottom kill operation can begin.
Seal the well with cement from the bottom up. That well, in our view, at that point, permanently kill the well.
Allen says it could take nearly a week for the relief well to reach the blown-out well, the top of which remains capped with cement. In Pakistan, vehicles are trying to plow through floodwaters, but many roads are impassable there, and relief groups are having trouble getting emergency supplies to the estimated 15 million people displaced by flooding. Landslides are making the effort even more difficult. In China, rescuers are digging through mud and debris, searching for some 1,300 people missing after flash floods and landslides hit a northwestern region in that country. Chrysler is reporting that it had a smaller loss for its most recent quarter, but there appear to be some trouble spots for the number three U.S. automaker, which still owes U.S. and Canadian taxpayers billions of dollars. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what's happening at Chrysler, and what does it mean for U.S. taxpayers?
Craig, the latest figures show a smaller loss, and by that we mean $172 million, which is still a fair amount of money for Chrysler. And Chrysler now says it expects to break even or possibly report a small profit for the full year. It says its market share is up in the U.S., but not back to where it was before the company entered and then emerged from bankruptcy protection.
So does this mean that Chrysler is out of the woods?
Well, not necessarily. Chrysler is being run by Italy's Fiat, which was part of the rescue deal with the White House. And Fiat's chief says that there is still a massive amount of work ahead if he's to turn Chrysler around, but he is promising more new and revamped models later in the year.
So what about that taxpayer bailout money?
Well, that amounts to more than $15 billion. The Fiat chief, who's also Chrysler's CEO, has said Chrysler plans to pay it all back by 2014, but until new models show up and get a marketplace test, it's not certain that that will happen. Meanwhile, the Associated Press says its figures show Chrysler is continuing to lose sales to individual retail customers while they're rising at other big automakers, and Chrysler needs those retail sales to succeed.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. This is NPR News. One of the nation's major intelligence agencies is getting a new director this morning. NPR's Giles Snyder reports it's the first time one of the agency has had a woman as its top official.
The intelligence community's workforce is dominated by men, so Letitia Long is at the vanguard of women in top positions. She's being sworn in as the director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. The agency uses satellite imagery to create 3D interactive maps of spots all over the world. These maps are useful to military commanders. They help them get a good idea of what to expect in a particular region so they can better deploy troops and equipment. They're also used by oil spill cleanup crews when decisions need to be made on where to deploy resources. Long has held a series of senior management positions, most recently as the second in command at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Famed actress Patricia Neal has died at her home in Massachusetts at the age of 84. She had been battling lung cancer recently. She won an Oscar for her role in the movie HUD with Paul Newman, and shortly thereafter she suffered a series of strokes before she was 40 years old. But she rebounded and returned to acting, winning more Emmy and Oscar nominations. In 1993, Neal read from a poem she'd written asking people not to feel sorry for her because of her medical problems.
Remember me with smiles and laughter, for that's how I remember you all. If you can only remember me with tears, then don't remember me at all.
Patricia Neal's career on stage and screen spanned more than half a century. She died at her home, surrounded by family and friends. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.